Meeting's called to order at 6:06 PM. Mr. Bowman.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975. The notice of this meeting was mailed to the Herald News and the Record and to the presidents of the five employee groups. A copy of the meeting notice was delivered to the Office of Municipal Clerk and posted on the bulletin board at City Hall. A copy was also posted at the Board of Education Administration Building. Annual notice was filed in accordance with NJSA 18:4-8D. Adequate notices has been provided in accordance with the law.
Thank you. Everyone stand for invocation and pledge of allegiance. God guide us in the decisions to be deliberated this evening and help us to work together in the best interest of the children and the parents of the city of Passaic. Pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Roll call, Mr. Bowman.
Vice President Sanchez. Present. Commissioner Barajas Garcia.
Here.
Commissioner Caprosi.
Here.
Commissioner May.
Here.
Commissioner Schratz.
Here.
Commissioner Soto.
Here.
Commissioner Zuniga.
Here.
President Rodriguez.
Here.
Mr. President, we have a quorum.
Thank you so much. This evening, we have a recognition that we would like to do. This evening, we are honoring three students for being selected to New Jersey Governor STEM Scholars. We love the school in New Jersey, except the Passaic Academy of Science and Engineering, had three students selected in this prestigious group, which requires not only the highest academic qualifications, but the component of service and demonstration by the student of advancing their own learning by engaging in STEM activities and opportunities. The New Jersey Governor STEM Scholars Program was created to introduce New Jersey's high-achieving high school and college students to industry, academic, and government research in New Jersey to establish profound relationship between these students, STEM, and New Jersey. On behalf of the Board of Education, I applaud your invitation to this group and your willingness to accept not just an award, but the opportunity to continue your learning and be an ambassador for the Passaic Public School System. Please join me in celebrating Saide Castillo, Daesh Rana, and Cesar Ramirez.
Are they there here with us? Come on up.
Yeah.
Come on out. Don't be shy. Yeah.
And please.
Yes.
Here they are.
Yes. Please, please.
Yeah.
Is Cesar? Mr. Chubb.
Cesar?
The third sub?
No.
Wait, that one.
That one more over here.
There, one more. One more.
Oh, there.
Sí, entre.
Entre.
Thank you.
Once again, congratulations on your achievement.
Perfect.
Up next, we're going to have a presentation on HIB, grades based on the self-assessment 2022-2023. Mr. Cologne.
Amen. Good evening, and welcome to the presentation on harassment, intimidation, and bullying based on the anti-VOE self-assessment
for the 2020 and 2021 school year. This is an overview on the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights Act. On January 5th, 2011, the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights Act was cited to law to strengthen the standard and procedures for preventing, reporting, investigating, and responding to incidents of harassment, intimidation, and bullying of students that occur on school grounds and off school grounds under specified circumstances. Fifth grade and self-assessment. The Commissioner of Education is required to grade each school and school district's efforts to implement the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights Act. Mm-hmm. As such, each school is required to evaluate its implementation of ABR from July 1st, 2022 to June 30th, 2023 by using a self-assessment tool. A grade rubric was developed by the State Department of Education to aid districts in assessing the work of each school while improving their ABR program. The rubric is designed to be a tool for JOLTS, intended to enhance district history programs and implementation. The rubric consists of 8 core elements and 26 indicators. Each indicator can receive a score of 0 to 3 points. This is the self-assessment scoring process and requirements. Every one of the schools at 6 public schools completed the assessments. The district inputs the information on the NJDOE website. Then we obtain approval from the Board of Education. The superintendent certifies taking assurances. And we submit the self-assessments to NJDOE. And the NJDOE reviews the data and releases the official score. So after each school submitted their assessments, we at the district level had a chance to tabulate all of the results. And these are the assessments that we filed the schools up for the highest. Notifications of parents of alleged offenders and alleged victims in each reported VIC incident. That's core element 7, option A. And also the SKE has a procedure for ensuring that staff member reports include, that's verbal and written, includes the required information for all incidents of violence, vandalism, and hit. That's core element 8, indicator 8. So this is one of the areas that we felt on scored one of the lowest in the self-assessment that each school provided us with. The school safety scheme climate team has identified patterns of HIP and reviewed school climate and school policies for the prevention of HIP. And these are scores by schools for the 2020, well, for the last 3 years. School number 1 is 67, school number 3 is 67, school number 5 was now open last school year, school number 6 is 62, school number 7 is 64, school number 8 is 63, school number 9 is 74, school number 10 is 72, school number 11 is 70, school 15 is 65, school 16 is 64, school 19 is 73, school 20, a 64. School 21, 72. School number 22, a 71. School 23, 73. School 24, 62. School 25, 65. Prep Academy, a 61. Pace, a 67. Passaic High School, a 61. And the district average is a 67. 120 higher than last. So all the schools scored above average, more than 52. No one scored below average.
That's a district. That's what's average of what?
So the district average is the average of all the schools.
No, I understand, but with the 52 is from where?
See the bottom? The bottom is...
I don't have my telescope.
Oh, that's so cheap. We don't have a copy.
Oh, I know. Okay, yeah, what I'm saying, but I was trying to weed out on screen.
So at the bottom, it says, I'm one of the
not much, well, obviously not much better.
And how thick the people are. I'm one of the kids was above average. Some of the school exceeded the ABR requirements. A 52 was average. School met all the ABR requirements, and less than 52 was below average. The school is striving to meet the requirements of the ABR and will focus on strengthening the areas that.
So 52 is just a number the state picked out of the air. I say, okay. So it's not a meaningful number.
No,
just a number they said.
What's in?
It's meaningful in the state and to us if we don't read it, but it's not a real number.
Vice President Sanders.
Mr. Hobart, can you feel best in focus?
Sure.
And to me, could you elaborate a little bit more what the, is that like, this is going to be the new
focus for this year.
Can you elaborate
a little so once we look at the motor vehicles we're here, are there patterns in those motor spaces, for example? Are there a lot of head that are because of appearances? Are there a lot of bits for reasons? Are there a lot of bits? So what I'm going to do with the schools this year is sort of have them all sit together, and I already have a step for the month of October to create action plans so that they can identify those patterns, and we can find strategies or maybe assembly programs to work with those schools in those areas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other question?
I appreciate greatly that, you know, we're focusing on this and you're taking action. Are there state resources or model programs that we could be, I mean, or at the New Jersey, at the School Board Association, are they going to have a session on how to work on
this? I know that there are state resources, but we tend to like work within our schools.
Is it?
Because we have great resources at Howard Field. So, schools do work together to find strategies. I didn't have the four schools with the highest of permits last school year come together. This year, I'm making them all come together. So yes, there are resources at the state level, and we will look into those also.
Mr. President, I would request that at some point in the next couple of months, we get an interim report of just how it's going and what we're learning, you know. Appreciate it greatly. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bush. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm moving on to number 7, Senior Representative Report, Mr. Yoletti Gomez.
Thank you. So, starting off by reading off the BHS report. On August 14th to 18th, Passaic High School hosted new student orientation. Approximately 190 students participated in the sessions. PHS is celebrating August graduation on August 23rd, where 42 additional seniors were recognized for achieving this milestone. We had the honor of having Larry Lowe as our keynote speaker, encouraging the graduates as they transition to this new chapter in their lives. On the first day of school, September 7th, PHS students were excited about the return of the snack bar. Students have choices of a variety of different items, including empanadas, pizza pockets, ice cream, baked goods, and slushies. As you can imagine, the slushies are the biggest hit. On September 11th, PHS held an observance in the courtyard, remembering the victims and those impacted by the tragic events of 9/11.